Chain of the Island. Hawaii, the Big Island. Yeah. Welcome back. Your host, Ray I and Peanut, the Vulgar Vogler and Matty G. We're having a great Saturday morning. My buddy's on, John Sabati. We're going to get him on here in just a minute. Da, 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 da. Yeah. That'd be me when I go see Johnny, right?
So cool.
And now we're going to go out for a little hunt on the Big Island a couple years ago. Before we get to John, we're going to do a little hunt here. I want you to listen to this. This is he's still playing a Y&I. Y&I. He can't stop a Y&I.
You just lost Johnny.
Yeah, we'll get him back. There it is. All right, this is about 8,000 feet, Mount Mauna Kea. I'm hunting with Karen Mihal, the NRA. We roosted these birds, and we're in tight. That's the Urkel Franklin. I call them Steve Urkels because they're obnoxious. That's the real Grand Turkey. Ain't that cool? That's what you hear. I mean, when it gets daylight, when you're up 7, 8, 9,000 feet, you can hear them all across the mountain, and you can see this ocean down below. You're looking down on top of the clouds. You look up on Mount Mauna Kea, and you're going to see snow. Little box call action. Uh-oh, they're on the ground. Little turkey hunting out in Hawaii. Here we go. Little box call. Bam. Karen gets her bird. How cool is that?
That's
took you right on a hunt on the Big Island. That's a media hunt we had out there with John several years ago. Great hunt, and Karen just took out her first Hawaiian gobbler.
2015 on the Big Island, being John's turkey hunt. John's running camera, and I'm shooting shotgun for a change.
Now we're going to run out and grab my buddy, little Johnny boy. Hey, what are you laughing at, Vogler Bugger? John boy, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Oh, you sound great for 1:30 in the morning, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, you've had a couple pretty good hunts already out there. When did your season start on the Big Island?
It started on March 1st.
Yeah, cool. Tell our listeners, when you go up on the mountain hunt, you start down at the beach, it's what, like 80 degrees, and then as you climb, just take our listeners through what they experience when they get in the truck with you at the bottom of the mountain and you go up to into the ranch to hunt.
Well, at the bottom of the mountain, it's actually pretty warm, even in pre-dawn. It's about in the 70s.
Okay.
And then as we travel up, we're traveling through the rainforest.
Right.
And then we get up at about 6,000 feet, then it opens up to what we call dry land forest, similar to your Texas country,
right?
Open areas,
yeah.
But then it gets cold. It's frost on the ground, drops down into about 50 degrees. Wind chill brings it down to about 45.
And when you get all the way up on top and hit them old roads and start finding turkeys, usually you've got a roost located for your guys, right?
Yeah, actually, the area that I guide on in Kealia Ranch, when I book a hunt for one hunter, you get the whole ranch for the day to yourself. It's 18,000 acres.
Right.
Each client that comes in, I reserve one roost site for them, so they get to work a roost that nobody else has ever worked.
That's what you call a fresh roost, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been there. Ooh, and did they get those snacks that you guys fed me, or did your sweetie pie, your wifey, just fix them just for me because she loves her Uncle Ray?
Just for you.
Yeah, right. Nice move, John. Good one.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to spoil everybody, you know.
Right. Okay, what can a hunter expect I mean, what do they need to know to come and hunt with you to hunt the Big Island? And I told them earlier these are real grand turkeys on the Big Island. They've been there, what, since the 50s, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a little bit different hunting because here we don't have the four pronounced weather seasons you have back home.
Yeah.
We just got two, wet and dry.
Right.
And that's what kicks off the breeding season is a series of rains, and that triggers the gobbling. And so to be successful here, you just got to be able to go with the flow. You just don't know what to expect. You know, they could be in a spring mode. You could go around the corner where it's a little bit dry, and they'll be in a fall mode.
Right. And I like to tell my listeners, it's like Alice in Wonderland when you're there. Green birds come by. You'll probably see little turkeys. Remember that one year out there, Johnny, we videotaped them, little tiny fuzzy baby turkeys. And then we've seen mommies with bigger turkeys, and then we've seen gobblers strutting. We've seen gobblers not strutting. We've seen every variety of type of thing because it's a tropical environment. It's not like here.
The calling techniques are a little bit different here, too, as compared to when I went to the States to hunt with you. You know, we don't use the locator calls you use back home. We don't owl hoot.
Right.
We don't coyote call.
Oh, but
I
did.
We don't have that here.
But yeah, but I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm mean.
Yeah, but we do have feral clowns.
Yeah, we do. Yes, you do. And I've seen you seeing the pictures of the feral clown droppings because we know they're there. So if they book a hunt with you, how do they get a hold of you, John?
The best bet is call me on my cell phone, 808-896-0972.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well. All right, cool. Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. You got hunters today?
Yeah, I got hunters from Wyoming. I run a limited amount of hunts, limited amount of hunts. So
if they want to hunt away, they need to get a hold of you right away.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Okay.
We boasting a 100% success rate.
I'll tell you what, I'll make it real easy for them. If they want to get a hold of you and they didn't get your number, all they can do is contact me at my email or call me here at the station. And just get a hold of me and I'll hook you up with the John man, okay? All right, Johnny.
All right.
Good luck. Thank you for coming on this morning so early.
Thank you. And then I got a slot reserved for you next year. So
I'll be there, baby.
Get it going.
I miss you guys, man. Right. I can't believe I couldn't get out there this last time. What bug?
What's this hunting buddy?
Willie Joe, my second cousin.
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't hear you mention him. I forgot
Willie Joe?
About him.
Oh, we never forget about Willie Joe. We got to take a break. We got to get out here. Have a great hunt this morning.
Right,
hunt
Greg.
Safe. Say hi to everybody.
All right. Mahalo. Aloha.
Say hey. Love you, buddy. Bye.
I'm Lily Noy. Mahalo and aloha.
We'll see y'all on the other side, baby.